Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift with Mike, Bo, Ally Mac, and Dylan at 6:22. I'm a little shocked that no walkie-talkies have been in the studio
yet. Oh, yeah.
I'm only bringing this up because, yes, I'm a little bit jealous that you guys were playing with walkie-talkies this morning, and I don't have one.
Well, it's because you made fun of them yesterday, so you didn't get one today.
I didn't make fun of them. You guys just keep leaving me out.
And you know what's sad is I think he had enough for you to actually have one.
I did. We all forced to have one.
And you purposely held it from me.
I mean, you know, you come at me on the air, you pay the penalty.
Well, let's bring people into this conversation. I have a 4-pack of walkie-talkies with headsets for races, and Bo wanted to get in on the fun, so he bought himself a 4-pack of walkie-talkies and headsets and all the other stuff for the weekend at Echo Park Speedway.
That's not necessarily true.
I'm sorry, did I?
I didn't want to get in on the fun. I had to. Like, had you had enough walkie-talkies, I would not have not spent any money.
Oh, I got what you're saying.
Oh,
yeah.
So it's on you for not having enough walkie-talkies
I didn't supply his.
That's right. Also, I will say, I know we got to get to the running back thing, but this is, what number NASCAR race is this for you and I together? 5? 6?
You count the Daytona rain out, probably, yeah.
Yeah, because that was a trip.
Yeah.
This is the, so Talladega, Mike, last minute guilt trip, state kind of guilt trip had tripped Mike and invite me to Talladega like a month into this existence.
Yeah, we've been on air for a month. Like, I'm going to Talladega.
And I was like, man, that's cool. And State's like, why are you not inviting him? And he's like, oh, he's invited. I'm like, no, I'm not. Anyways, so I went on that. That was our first NASCAR trip. Went to Daytona in the next February. We went to Atlanta the next weekend. And then we did Atlanta again in February. And now we're doing this one. It's always been like the Daytona trip is something Mike's done for years. And so it's always been kind of, it's our NASCAR fantasy group. Mm-hmm. And I just go. Well, this one is like some of our NASCAR fantasy group, some of my friends. And we're kind of a split group, so I've got a little more responsibility to bring stuff for some of my people.
Yeah, they schedule that race on a Saturday night under the lights at 7 o'clock, and everybody all of a sudden's interested, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
Wait, what does that mean?
No, I'm just saying that I think they did a great job having a summer race at night and, you know, not being during the day where we're cooking and everything like that in the stands. So I'm excited because this is something that's new and he's right. I used to take a yearly trip to Daytona, and after watching the racing the last couple of years at Echo Park Speedway, my friends are like, we want to come see you. I'm like, all right, man, come on, let's change it. So we've started doing that recently the last couple of years.
That's awesome. Well, what I love is since you guys have gone to different races together, you're kind of like event buddies for this now, and you have your routine down pat. So I do appreciate all the thought and care that's going in. Yeah, exactly. I appreciate it, and I'm going to thoroughly enjoy watching you guys go through the race procedures this weekend.
Well, you're probably going to have a walkie-talkie one night, like the Friday night, right, that you're going to be at the race, you and Grant for sure, and y'all might have to share. But, no, look, it's fun, and Mike brings a lot of stuff. Like, I've been in kind of just show up, and Mike's got everything. Now I'm having to carry Blinger a little more. You're definitely just going to show up. It's going to be great for you. Just show up.
I have everything you need for an RV without the RV.
Nice.
You know what
okay.
I mean? Like every single thing. The fire pits, the grills, the chairs, the rugs, the lights, the fans, the TV, the whatever. Like all of it.
You're just the kind of friend everybody wants.
Yeah. Well, unless you have a friend that has an RV.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Well, we are going to be breaking down the Falcons' opponent's superlatives, like best quarterback, edge rusher, toughest place to play. But we've got a bunch that we're going to be going through. Today, we're going to start with the best running backs. Our opponents for 2025 got several, the Panthers, Saints, Buccaneers, Rams, Seahawks, Bills, Dolphins, Commanders, Cardinals, Colts, Patriots, Jets, 49ers, and Vikings. So out of those opponents, guys, which four teams have the best running backs?
Oh, God. Do you I really struggled through this one. I did not think that when we started with running backs, I was like, oh, kind of, you know, soft landing, start with running back. Dude, this is tough. Like, this might be the toughest one. This might be the toughest one to go through when you start cutting it down, because all these running backs, and obviously running backs as a whole, not trying to toot anybody's horn, but you kind of rely on what your you know, what your personnel up front can do for you, like, you know, sometimes on scheme. But when you start going top to bottom, you got to consider rookies that haven't played in the NFL yet that can make a splash. You got to consider vets that probably, you know, like a Christian McCaffrey that didn't play, what, four or five games last year, that you consider still one of the better running backs in the league. And then you talk about guys like Alvin Kamara that you'll see twice a year, Bucky Irving, guys like that. And there's a you could easily make this list all the way out to like 15 if you really wanted to. It was hard to dwindle down.
Yeah, I think the first thing I should say about this is this list is subject to change.
As are all of them.
I didn't put rookies on mine because I don't know. I just don't know. Like last year, going into the Tampa game, we're like, Rashad White's the guy. And because you're just kind of discovering what Tampa is, and it was still a little bit early. Bucky Irvin's the best running back on that team. And I don't think it's actually as close as I once would have believed. I went through every team that we face, and I pulled their best running back based on numbers and everything that I thought. And I left guys off of, and I ended up highlighting eight, right? Players, which we've got to dwindle down. But I've left off guys like Breece Hall, James Conner,
yeah,
Devon Achane. Like,
you left Conner off your list.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, that's tough, dude.
I did.
Yeah.
I did, because I can't leave off Christian McCaffrey, because him healthy is, he's the best running back. He's one of the top four running backs in the league. But, I mean, you go look at some of these numbers, and do you know how many do you realize how good James Cook really is?
Oh, he's – yeah, there's a reason he's got a holdout going on.
He had 18 touchdowns last year.
He's like, yeah. You're going to pay that man his money.
You know, Alvin Kamara is a star. I mean, he had 1,500 all-purpose yards last year, and he missed a few games. And, you know, Kyren Williams for the Rams.
Good. Real good.
16 touchdowns all
he
total.
He just barely missed my list, yeah.
And that's not even touching a guy like Chuba Hubbard and Jonathan Taylor and Aaron Jones. I mean, those.
Yeah.
I don't know where. I mean, do you just want me to give you my top eight or what? It's kind of dead.
Yeah. I mean, let's. I want to roll through it this way as well. I started doing research on this last night. Started looking some things up this morning. I found Pro Football Focus did an outlook towards the 2025 season based off what you think these guys can do in different offenses and things like that. What they're, you know, the analytics say about it. Now, the good news is that according to their list, the Falcons don't play any of the top five running backs this year. You're not playing Derrick Henry. You don't have Saquon. Bijan actually ranks at number three, which is nice to see. Jahmyr Gibbs and Josh Jacobs. The problem is that you then face every single one of the next seven on the list when you go, I think, 6 through 13. And so that becomes terrifying. But yeah, I mean, it was tough. I definitely had Bucky Irving on mine. The fact that I actually gave bonus points to him for the fact that you are facing him twice. Alvin Kamara was not quite there for me. I did include Christian McCaffrey. James Conner is on my list. I think he is extremely underrated, what he's been able to do. And he's been consistent over the last few years. And then a guy you didn't even mention, and correct me if I'm wrong, Devon Achane from the Miami Dolphins. I think the way he runs and his ability matched up with what I feel like the limitations have been of the Falcons' defense, that's terrifying.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I have Chuba Hubbard over him.
Yeah. Well, and that's fine. I think they're kind of similar. They're not scat back for Chuba Hubbard, but game-breaking ability with the way they can get north and south in a hurry and get downhill. And they have that athleticism, the open space that, you know, you're not going to see from necessarily a – and I, look, all these guys are athletic, but some of them, the Jonathan Taylors, the Breece Halls of the world, run more downhill. Chuba Hubbard and Devon Achane, to me, are both guys that are terrifying because the Falcons can be had up the middle. And when they break loose, you better have somebody at the second and third levels that can tackle them, or they will take it to the house.
The guys that I got to dwindle from are Bucky Irvin, Aaron Jones, Chuba Hubbard, James Cook, McCaffrey, Jonathan Taylor, Kamara.
I don't think Aaron Jones belongs on that list.
I disagree.
Yeah, I mean, he'll be 31 years old this year.
Yeah, he was a 1,500-yard all-purpose running back last year.
Yeah.
I didn't just mix in running. Like, how are they out of the backfield as a receiving threat? And Aaron Jones was pretty good in that category last year. I mean, that's where Kamara comes into play for me as well. Because I think when people realize, dude had 68 catches, Kamara did for 500 and almost 50 yards. Yep. So it's not just one or the other. It's both for me. That's kind of that's why it was tough to leave Breece Hall out, because he does both as well. And really, if you look it through it, all these guys are, for the most part, are able to do it. Like, you know, Achane had almost 80 catches last year. And six
yeah,
touchdowns.
I mean, like, dude, he's on my list. He's on my top whatever list as we continue to dwindle this down. And look, I mean, we talked about you didn't have running backs. Travion Henderson's probably the only guy, I think, when I look at the schedule from top to bottom. Travion Henderson, drafted by the New England Patriots, he'll be battling with Ramondre Stevenson. I expect them to kind of be 1A, 1B. But, you know, he's a guy that also I feel like is going to do a ton of things. So there's some. I already got that, and Allie, you'll learn this in the fall being on the show. Bo and I, I think, both get a little bit nervous when it comes towards the weekend, towards getting in game time, because mm-hmm. you want the Falcons to win so bad in some of these situations. You label them must-win games and must-win scenarios that I already started getting some of that feeling making this list.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, I'll tell you what, when this guy comes to town, I'm going to be a little bit nervous, man, because this guy has game-breaking ability, and hopefully this Falcons defense and the Stephens front will be up to the task of stopping some of these guys.
Yeah, you're going to need it. Look, most of these offenses, no matter how most, Miami would probably be one that I wouldn't necessarily – I just don't know what – he's just so weird with who he wants to do, McDaniel. But most of these offenses are run-first offenses disguised as pass-happy. And it's like the Rams. We talked about the remember when we talked about the Falcons last week, and I asked you, are the Falcons not a run first team that people think is a little bit more pass happy? And I thought you agree with me. Well, Mark Schlereth was on late that day with Dixon Bell, and he was like, the Rams offense is a power run game disguised as a spread offense. And that's exactly what, you know, most of these teams are. It's what Tampa Bay has become. That's what the Panthers are with Canales there. The Rams are already that, you know that. This is where it starts. Win the game.
Well, I'm going to need you both to really look at your list and start to figure out how you're going to whittle it down.
No.
You have less than a half hour. We're going to continue this conversation at 7 a.m. of the Falcons opponent's best running backs. Coming up next, though, the new trailer drop for Netflix's quarterback series. We're getting a closer look into the Kirk Cousins situation from last year. And we've got my Allie Mack dropping. Man, we may have bitten off a little bit more than we can chew. Ooh. Over at Macaulay Manor. I'm going to need some help. So that is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.